USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A ceremony taking place today honoring those who lost their lives when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor over 80 years ago.
82 years after the events at Pearl Harbor, survivor Ira Schraub remembers how he felt the day of the attack. He's speaking from his home in Beaverton, Oregon.
Scared stiff. And you stand there and you don't know where to go. You know, you just don't know what to do. It's a funny feeling.
The 103-year-old Schaub is returning to Hawaii Thursday and is expected to be one of the few survivors left to attend the remembrance at Pearl Harbor. I'm Tim Berg.
The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. Today marks exactly 2 months since Hamas initiated its October 7th attack against Israel. Congress is sending a strong message that triggering a fire alarm will face consequences. With a vote of 214 to 191, the House has censured New York Democrat Jamal Bowman for activating a fire alarm in a congressional building in September. Bowman, who said he pulled the alarm thinking it would unlock a door, pleaded guilty to one count of falsely triggering a fire alarm and was fined $1,000. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation. It is a moral duty for this country to stop gun violence.
Today, lawmakers convene with families of victims and survivors of gun violence on Capitol Hill. And millions of individuals across the eastern U.S. are expected to experience the impact of a significant storm that is heading their way this weekend. This is USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
House Republicans are introducing the text of their resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. The resolution aims to formalize the ongoing investigation led by three Republican-led committees. A vote on the matter is anticipated next week. Republicans aim to lend more legal weight to the inquiry by formally initiating it. The White House contends that the inquiry was unconstitutional, citing the lack of authorization through a full vote. Senate Republicans say President Biden is AWOL in addressing border security, with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham attributing the surge in migrant crossings directly to the president's policies.
Joe Biden has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to the border. You need to wake up, Mr. President, before we get hit.
Graham said today that Democrats must make substantial concessions on border policy for the passage of the president's funding request for Ukraine and Israel. On Wednesday, Republicans blocked a procedural vote on the $110 billion funding bill. Current Masters champion John Rahm is said to be leaving the PGA Tour to join the LIV Golf League. That's being reported by ESPN. The three-year deal valued at over $300 million. Tonight, Thursday Night Football kicks off Week 14 of the NFL season with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the New England Patriots. The Steelers will face the absence of starting quarterback Kenny Pickett, who was injured in last week's 24-10 loss to Arizona. The Patriots come into the game with a five-game losing streak. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.